fun.
I might die tonight, though. I might die tonight. The heat index is over 100 degrees here in Houston, and the air conditioning is out in the building. So if you're watching right now on the simulcast, and I look a little bit shinier than normal, believe me, it's not just because I'm a star, Chris. It's because I'm sweating. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and it's going to be what I call a hot and cold night. I just came up with those terms on my own. I know it's pretty brilliant, but this is what I mean by being a hot and cold night. We have one of the very few candidates for office that I care about. He's coming up on the show about an hour and a half from now. Blake Masters is his name. He's saying things other people aren't saying, and I think we should be paying attention to him. So we'll talk to Blake. We have, we're going to look back a lot tonight. We're going to rewind things and look back. And I know, look, I know what you're thinking. All the bad news, because it's endless. All this endless bad news today. The stock market is diving. Everything's inflation's up. Joe Biden sucks. I mean, here's Joe Biden introducing Karen, or talking about Karen Narasaki.
And all of it's an embodiment of so many of you here today. Leaders in civil rights like Karen Narasaki.
That's not a name, Joe. That's not a name. Look, I know it's all bad, and we're going to talk about the bad tonight, but not in a way they want us to. We're not going to talk about it in a January 6th committee thing. We're going to do a bunch of looking back tonight on the things they've done, the lies they've told, the things they've done to bring us to where we are. And look, when I say hot and cold, don't worry. There's going to be a funner aspect to this, too. There's something else. Why I'm so down about our national politics and our urban politics. This is not universal. There's so much good still out there, but why I'm so down on it. I'll get into all that tonight. We have a bunch to do, but we're also going to do something else. And I'm not taking these calls yet. I don't want them for an hour. I have a bunch of stuff I have to get off my chest first, and then we'll get to these calls. We've done it before on the show. We're going to do it again. I want to know something you're grateful for. And I'm going to take phone calls all night, well, starting in an hour from now. I want you to tell me what you're grateful for. I don't care if it's huge. I don't care if it's small. I don't care if you call and say, Jesse, I just beat cancer. Jesse, we thought we lost our son, but he's home again. The huge stuff is more than welcome, very welcome. It could be tiny. When there's this much bad news out there, and it's all, I mean, there's so much dark stuff. When there's this much bad news, it is critical that you and I stop and count our endless blessings, because we do have endless blessings. Yeah, we're going to talk about some heavy, dark stuff tonight. I'm going to tell you why I think we're heading into a depression, and we're going to get into we're not going to avoid the news. Not going to, you know, put a sunny look on all the bad news out there. We're not going to do that, but we are going to count our blessings tonight as we have before. All right? So don't call yet. Don't bother. About an hour from now, I'll start taking those. Let's begin here. I wanted to rewind quickly, because I'm looking at headline after headline after headline, and they're all bad. Let me just give you the first five we're going to go through here. DAs. Soros-funded DAs, communist DAs turning criminals loose. I'm going to explain in a second why that's not going to change. We're going to talk about the Senate and their bipartisan deal to screw you and me out of our gun rights. Packages are shrinking. We have a bunch of food manufacturing plants across the country have burned. It's finally time to dig into this and figure out what's going on. And the communists are torching pregnancy centers across the nation. We still have all that to get to, but I want to begin here. I want to rewind. Because right now, we are experiencing financial, how do we want to put this here? Calamities? If we want to be on the hard end of it, hardship, some suffering, some, what's a great word they love to use? Dislocation. They love using it. Some economic dislocation. Which is a nice way to say you've had to cut something else out of your life because you can't afford to pay your bills. But why? Why is that happening? Well, there are a lot of reasons to it, but really it comes down to our coronavirus response. It's not more complicated than that. And we're not going to be the simpletons that you've heard all day on the radio and seen all day on TV. It's all Joe Biden's fault. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Frankly, it's our fault as a society. Now, not you personally, not me personally, but as a society, it's our fault. The American response in the land of the free, if a governor, a mayor, tells you your business isn't essential anymore, the American response is, up yours, my business will be open, go ahead and try to stop me. That's the American response. That's not what we did. Bill de Blasio looked around and said, shut down your New York businesses. And every single one of them shut down and locked the doors. And now we're here. We're here with a crashing stock market, a crashing dollar. We have Joe Biden as president of the United States solely because of the COVID response wrecking the economy. That's the reason we're here. And I think it's important we pause now and then to remember that, because it's not about, it's not about blaming. It's not about looking back and assigning blame to Trump or Biden or your mayor. It's not about that. It's about understanding just how broken and corrupt the people are who lead this country and lead the world, frankly, and remembering they're still in charge. They're going to do all this stuff again. It's not as if a single person who got everything wrong for the last 2 years, it's not as if a single one of them is looking around right now saying, oh, dang it, this is my fault. We need to change. No, they're totally fine. Remember, and remember this, and I know this is heavy, I know this is dark, remember this. I want you to remember the malice these people have in their hearts for you. It's not as if you're suffering right now and they don't care. That would be preferable. You're suffering right now, and that's what they wanted. Do you remember? Do you remember when Joe Rogan, huge podcast host, obviously I don't need to introduce Joe Rogan to anybody. Do you remember when Joe Rogan got the Rona? And he put out some video, I think it was on Instagram, saying, hey, I treated it, took a Z-Pack, whatever, and took some ivermectin, and it was gone 24 hours. That was all he said. This is, I got Corona, this is what I used. And it was gone. And do you remember what the reaction of the system was? Because how you would respond if you were in charge of a country and someone said that, you would say to yourself, oh my gosh, hey, let's get ivermectin. Let's do some trials. Let's figure out, does this thing actually work? And believe me, I'm not a doctor. I'm not telling you it works or don't work. I don't know. But you would think the system would immediately dive into that, right? Hey, let's figure it out. Hey, does this work? Is this work? No. I want you to listen to what they did and remember how much these people despise you.
Ivermectin is something more often used to deworm horses.
Rogan telling his 13 million Instagram followers that he was treated with several drugs, and he included ivermectin on the list, a drug used for livestock.
Rogan said the word ivermectin. Yes, that's the deworming medicine made to kill parasites. And
so things are clearly bad, but they're being made even worse by people who have refused to take the vaccine and instead are swallowing horse paste.
Hydroxychloroquine does more bad than good for coronavirus patients.
In the study of 96,000 hospitalized coronavirus patients on six continents found that those who received that drug promoted by Donald Trump as a, quote, game changer in the fight against the virus had a significantly higher risk of death.
Taking hydroxychloroquine, despite mounting evidence that it doesn't work against COVID-19 and could, in fact.
It's not that they're passive about you and the harm done to you. It's that they want it done. The system killed you on purpose. Are we willing to accept that yet? Or is that too much? Is that too hard to hear? The system killed you on purpose. They actually killed your life, people you know, undoubtedly. They killed your business. They killed your job. They killed the dollar. They killed the stock market. And they did it all on purpose. They destroyed everything you currently see right now. This was done on purpose. It was not an accident. It was not a whoopsie. And we're not going to accept this, well, I didn't know thing from all these people who are supposed to be the experts and supposed to be smarter than you and me. We are not accepting that. What was done to this country was done on purpose. Makes me sick. And the people out there who are hurting right now. You know what? I want you to think about the widows right now. Think about Think about if you're a woman right now with kids and you've lost your husband. Think what it's like for that person to go to the grocery store and buy groceries. Think what it's like for that person to try to pay the bills every month. Honestly, I talk to you about Tunnel to Towers a lot. That's why I love them so much. They go out and they find these Gold Star widows and they pay off their mortgage. Man, now is the time we need to get involved with things like Tunnel to Towers. Just for that reason. People are suffering and we need to help in any way we can help. And they're asking for $11 a month, right? To pay off the mortgages for Gold Star widows, $11 a month. I think that's worth it. Go to T2T.org and sign up. Just make it automatic. You'll never miss it. You'll never miss it. T2T.org. That's T2T.org. Oh, and I should mention, I have a gigantic show announcement coming up in about 45 minutes. Hang on.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show. There's nothing that 100
men or more could ever do. It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Oh, and it's a Medal of Honor Monday, I need to mention. Medal of Honor Monday, baby, coming up about 45 minutes from now. And I'll make a big show announcement about 45 minutes from now, so stay tuned for that. Do you see the Dow Jones? NASDAQ and S&P 500 are now lower than they were when Joe Biden took office. Good grief. Now, I'm going to get pessimistic here for a second. Bear with me, but I'm not even going to go national yet. I'll get to that in a minute when we'll talk about guns and finances and everything else. And I have a bunch of emails and stuff I want to get to, but I'm going to go local here for a second. I read you that article last week. There are 75 Soros-funded DAs across America. And I saw this headline. Ex-NYPD Commissioner Ray Kelly predicts Hochul, New York Governor Kathy Hochul, won't boot DA Alvin Bragg, one of these scumbags turning all the criminals loose. The reason I've been telling you over and over and over and over and over again to get out of the city is because of the momentum, the direction it's going. It's not, look, there are times when things are bad, but they're going to turn around. Or they have some indication they're turning around. Well, from Washington, D.C., down to the streets of New York City, whenever things are bad, wherever things are bad right now, they're trending even worse. There's nobody. You wrap your mind around this. Wrap your mind around this. Nationally, there's not a single national Democrat or media hack representative who's even claiming that we should do more oil drilling at a time when gas prices are wiping out Americans. Gas prices are wiping out the standard of living Americans. Not one human being in charge has even suggested they should drill for more oil. In fact, Joe Biden has gotten up multiple times and talked about how this is an exciting transition. The same thing applies to the Soros-funded DAs out there. Yeah, I realize we're all supposed to celebrate because one scumbag in San Francisco ended up getting recalled. That's one. They're not even discussing recalls for any of these other guys. They're not even discussing them. I mean, we're talking about Bragg. I'll tell you, I have an invitation to go up to New York City for this. It's the suits and a corporate thing this week, Thursday. It's not one of those requirement things. Believe me, it's not like a, hey, Jesse, get up here, in which case I got to go. It was more of a, hey, if you want to go, you can go kind of thing. And I've told you before how much I love New York City. It's my favorite place in the country. It has been for the longest time. Wife and I just fell in love with it. We'll go up there for a weekend, right? I just love how crazy it is and old and food and nuts. And it's just, I love it. This is the first time in my adult life I have a paid for trip. They would pay for my flight and everything. I have a paid for trip to New York City presented to me. I don't think I'm going. I can't believe that's where we are. But tell me. Look, I'm all ears. And remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You're welcome to email me, but I'd love to know. Why would I go? Now you can sell me on all the great things now, but I have a family to I have to support. I have bills to pay. You're going to tell me there's no chance some psycho with a hammer's just going to take a hammer to my skull in Times Square? I mean, these things are happening. What if I have to get around? You think I'm going to go down to the subway? Daggone subway is like escape from New York anymore. And here's what's wild. There's no indication, none, that things will turn around. None. No one's even talking about that. No one is even mentioning, I actually think we need more cops and we need to support the cops. And when the cops find somebody and they arrest somebody, we need to make sure that violent criminal is kept in jail. Not one human being in charge is even bringing these things up. I mean, look, we're going to take it back national here. This is getting heavy. Believe me, we're going to count our blessings here in a half hour, but we have to do this. Tell me who's fighting to save your freedom right now? Because from coronavirus to mass shootings to, I mean, you name it. Tell me the person who says the solution is more of your freedoms. I'm looking right now. The Senate, they've reached a gun safety deal. Yes, that's right. Democrats and Republicans have gotten together and decided in response to a school shooting in Texas, you just have too many freedoms. That's what they did. They got together and decided you have too many freedoms. When is the last time anyone got together and decided you weren't free enough? This seems to be the solution for everything. Oh, someone got sick? Here's all the things you're no longer allowed to do. Of course you have to wear this. No, you can't go there. No, you can't go here. Don't you dare open up your business. Oh, there's a school shooting? Well, hang on. Let me check my phone for a list of other things you should no longer be allowed to do. Why are the solutions for every single problem in this country, why do they always turn out to be, I have too many freedoms? You have too many freedoms. Part of the reason I am federally so down. Remember, locally, I'm going to have a much different tune. We'll talk about that in a second. Federally, part of the reason I'm so down is there's not a single significant group of people in Washington, D.C., Republicans included, who seems interested at all in fighting for your freedom and against the government. The government caused these problems. That 401k of yours that's gone now, the government did that with their coronavirus response. Government did that. Government created this massive fentanyl crisis going on across the country. Government opened up our borders. In fact, your money is going every single day to ensure the wall can't be built and to keep our borders open. Government did this. Government did inflation. You're mad you can't afford groceries? The government did it, and yet nobody is meeting right now to discuss how do we stop the government. They're all meeting right now to discuss how do we stop you. It's your fault. Your freedoms. Who do you think you are? Some kind of free citizen? No free citizen. You see, someone used freedoms in a way that I don't like, so I'm going to take away freedoms for everyone. I am so pessimistic federally because I don't see any change of direction here. And I understand we're supposed to be all kinds of excited that because Biden sucks so bad and Dome sucks so hard that we're all of a sudden we have no that we're going to take back the House and take back the Senate and Republicans will be in charge. What are we going to gain from that? Tell me, what are they going to do? Pass more gun control? All right, that's the ugly stuff. Let's get to some good stuff. And then speaking of Dome, we have to talk about package sizes. Hang on. It's gonna be a showdown. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, a Medal of Honor Monday. We're going to have some amazing Tell Me What Your Blessings Are phone calls here in about a half hour. Don't call for that yet. We have to talk about shrinking packages, burning U.S. food manufacturing plants. All that and more is still to come here on the Jesse Kelly Show. I want to get to this first, though. Hey, Jesse, listening to your podcast this past week, you pointed out how unbearable it would be to listen to Chuck Schumer's voice all day. I used to think New Jersey had the most annoying accent in America. But these couple of years between Fauci, Janet Yellen, Chuck Schumer, and this dumb idiot former mayor of New York City. Sorry to say, but New York City now wears the crown for worst accent in America. And Chuck Schumer takes the prize for most annoying out of all these dum-dums. Says I can say her name. Her name is Alyssa. I like New York accents and New Jersey accents. Chris, you don't? Okay, well, I know they sound the same to you because you're not a cunning linguist like I am, Chris. But they are good sounding accents, right? I think in general, because I don't think I have any accent at all, I think I like accents. You know, Janet Yellen, I mean, yeah, she brought up Janet Yellen, and granted, her voice is hard to hear. This isn't a bad accent.
Do you know who Cardi B is?
Sure.
So Cardi B tweets out over the weekend, when y'all going to announce there's a recession coming? And so I wanted you to react to what Cardi B is saying.
Before we get to Janet Yellen and her accent, this is what people mean when they say being too online. Have you ever heard the phrase too online? Here's what it means, because you're probably not a too online person, although maybe you are. For people who have enough time on their hands, or maybe it's part of their job to be online all day long with the various news sites and social media sites, you are undoubtedly more informed about the issues than the average know-nothing idiot on the street. There's no question about that. But here's the problem. You can be so online that you lose sight of the fact. Oh, I just hit the microphone. You lose sight of the fact. It's okay, Chris. You lose sight of the fact that you're the minority and that most people don't know what you're talking about. What kind of an unserious country do we have that the Treasury Secretary gets asked about what Cardi B said? Now, Cardi B, with all due respect, is a former stripper who used to drug men and rob them. What, Chris? Former. Chris said former. Chris, I had one of my buddies send me a link to one of her music videos. I don't think we can call it former, my friend. That was certainly not one for the kiddos. I didn't want them to immediately burst into puberty at the moment. Okay, so let's not go with former. Why are we asking the Treasury Secretary about something Cardi B said? Nevertheless, let's listen to her accent.
Don't look to me to announce it. I'm not going to announce it. I don't think we're going to have a recession.
Okay, well, one, she's very stupid. Of course, we're already in a recession. But two, that's not a bad accent. People dog on New York accents hard. I like them. I got to be honest. It sounds good on the dimes. It does what, Chris? It does what? No, that's not true. Chris said anything sounds good for a dime. That's not true at all. That's not true. There are bad accents for dimes, I'm sure. I don't know what they are, Chris. I'm just sure there are some. What about, you know what? Russian chicks. Sometimes it sounds like she wants to eat your face. All right. Hey, Jesse, I'm an Uber driver in New Orleans. They had a naked bike ride and a pride parade Saturday. Oh, a naked bike ride? Now, don't worry, it's a family show. It always will be, but I'm just going through as a man. I'm going through physically what a naked bike ride would be like, and that doesn't sound like any fun at all. Granted, I was a Marine, not Air Force. But anyway, she goes on to say, I couldn't believe the people that brought the kids out. I mean, kids of all ages, from ages 3 years old and up. I was disgusted. Couldn't bring myself to work. It was just disgusting seeing these people celebrating this filth with their kids. Love the show. Keep up the great work. Says I can say his name. His name is John. Look, I'm sure you haven't forgotten at this point in time that we're in the middle of Pride Month. Woohoo! Part of the thing that I've been struggling with when it comes to all this LGBTQ plus, all this insanity, part of the thing I've been struggling with is how much it comes from the parents. And there are two different parenting problems we're having right now. One, and this is, in my opinion, the most sinister and most evil. One, there's the parents who very clearly push this on their children. And there's a lot of them. I have audio. I'm not even going to bother playing it for you because it grosses me out so bad. Of parents, you know, sitting there with a 3-4-year-old boy. Don't you love wearing skirts? You should wear skirts. I mean, just nasty stuff. Nasty stuff. So let's take that person and let's just say, okay, we'll put this person in a jar. We'll label that jar Spawn of Satan and we'll just set it right over there. Set that person aside. That's the Spawn of Satan jar. There's a second part, though. And this, look, this honestly ties it clear back to coronavirus and everything else. There is a way of thinking out there. It's human nature to want to be accepted. Humans want to be accepted and not rejected. They do. That is a normal human response to things. The wife says, I'm missing that particular part of me that I should have in there. And she didn't mean that as a compliment, but that's probably fair. But even still, it's a human response thing. Whatever your choices are in life, whatever you've chosen for family and friends and job and location, whatever those things are, we do seek out approval from our peers. We want to hear, good job. Honey, I'm proud of you. Hey, buddy, good work. Hey, girl, you go. Or whatever women talk to each other. You know, that kind of thing. Parents are signing on and signing their kids up for this LGBTQ insanity because parents are being told over and over and over and over and over again by the system that if they don't enable it, if they don't push it and enable it, the second your kid goes off the rails a little bit, they start pushing it and enabling it because they're told if they don't, their kid will kill themselves and it's going to be their fault. So they're feeling all this societal pressure from all these different places. And let's remember, let's remember who these people are. Let's remember what their agenda is. This obviously isn't about that particular issue, but remember how much these people push lies.
In Oakland tonight, defunding the police has become a reality.
The LA City Council has taken its first step in defunding the LAPD. Today, the council voted to cut the budget by $150 million.
Do we agree that we can redirect some of the funding?
Yes.
I do believe that we need to reallocate resources.
Yeah, you got it. They pushed this lie in the wake of St. George Floyd's death that the cops were the enemy and the cops were racist and the cops were the problem. How many people around you did you see get in on that? How many? I know you didn't, but how many around you did you see say, man, you know what? Those cops are the problem. You know what? Disband the NYPD. Of course you did. Everyone saw it because there was all this societal pressure and everybody everywhere you turned, you couldn't watch a football game. You could. My kids logged into their video games and the splash page was Black Lives Matter this and Black Lives Matter that. You couldn't play a video game, watch a sport, turn on the news. You couldn't do anything without being barraged, waterboarded with this cops are the enemy. And eventually people just caved to societal pressure. That's the exact same dynamic you're seeing when you have parents right now taking their kids out to this filth. Encouraging this filth. They feel as if that's the way they should go for approval from family and friends. It's gross. All right. We have to talk next about shrinking packages and the Second Amendment. We're only 10 minutes away from Medal of Honor Monday, 10 or 20, and a huge show announcement, and I mean a big one. You're going to enjoy it. All that's still coming up here in about 20 minutes. Before we get to that, let's, again, hit on the crime thing. You saw the NYPD cop car Molotov cocktailed. You've seen cops killed. Businesses burned. People killed. What are you going to do if some guy comes up to you right now on the sidewalk and wants to hurt you? Do you have some sort of a plan? You're going to scream? Yell? You're going to curl up in a ball and die? Do you have any way to defend yourself? And probably more importantly, do your loved ones? Where's your daughter going this summer? Where's your son off to? How's your mom? She live alone? Your dad? Get them hero guns. And remember, they have the new Hero Arrow out there. Again, these are all non-lethal. The Hero Arrow, the one that's shaped like a little TV remote, and it has this double barrel burst of this pepper gel that it just destroys you. And it has a loud ear-piercing siren on there. It'll save your daggone life. Get it. It fits right in your pocket, right in your glove compartment, right by your bed. Easy to use. Go to hero2020.com and use the code Jesse. Get one for yourself, family, friends. Hey, Father's Day's coming. Hero2020.com, code Jesse.
Missed out? Catch up. JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can watch me do the show now if you'd like. You have to go to thefirsttv.com/Jesse and sign up. It's $100 for the year. Thefirsttv.com/Jesse. Remember, we're about 10 minutes away from a huge show announcement. You are going to, you'll enjoy it. If you can do it, you'll enjoy it. And that's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say for now. And then it's Medal of Honor Monday. Then we're going to take a bunch of phone calls all night. And these are what the calls are going to be before I get back into all this other stuff. I want to know a blessing. I want to know something that has blessed you. I want to know a blessing. I don't care whether you have a cold glass of water beside you and you're just blessed to be able to have clean drinking water. Or if, like I said, if you just had a brain tumor that was cured, small, big, I don't care. I want to hear something that blesses you. Tell me about your blessings. We are going to count our blessings. And the reason we're doing this is this news today sucks. I mean, there's no way I can sugarcoat what's happening out there right now. The stock market is crashing. The dollar is crashing. Gas prices are destroying families now, absolutely destroying families. The stories I'm hearing, they're horrible. And nobody in the administration is doing anything about it. In fact, they decided to go with this very bizarre strategy of telling people, hey, it could be going better.
The job market is the strongest it's been since World War II, notwithstanding the inflation. We added another 390,000 jobs last month, 8,700,000 new jobs since I took office. An all-time record, never that many jobs in that period of time. Unemployment rate is near historic lows.
Sorry, I'll let him finish here in a second. Just as this guy talks, maybe you're in a good situation, and I hope you're in a good situation. I hope financially, employment-wise, you're fine. Obviously, that's what we want for each other, right? But I want you to picture all the people out there, and I know a bunch are listening, who are scared, angry. They're sitting down. They're looking at their bank account on their phone, and they're figuring out, I can't do this. I'm not going to make it. This isn't going to work. What are we? I want you to picture that person right now, frantic, and listen to the President of the United States.
Millions of Americans are moving up to better jobs and better pay. And since I took office, families are carrying less debt on average in America. They have more savings than they've had. And we're doing it all while cutting the federal deficit by $1.7 trillion this year and $320 billion last.
These are the worst people in the history of the world. I am convinced we are led by the most evil, dishonest, worst people in the history of the world. Can you imagine what that suffering person is going through right now as the president gets up and spikes the football in their face and says, look how great it is. What, Chris? Chris said, is it malicious? Now, here's what it comes down to. There are two different reasons they do this stuff. One, they genuinely don't care. Remember, we've had this talk 1,000 times on the show. What are the three characteristics all of our cultural leaders have in common? Not just politicians, media people, athletes, actors, professors. What are the three? One, no love of country. You right now are watching your country come apart, and at least part of you, that hurts, right? That hurts. You don't like this. I'm the same way. They've never had that emotion at all. They couldn't care less about the country. I mean, many of them hate it, but most of them just don't care about it at all. There's no patriotism in there. They're not crying about America. That's one. Two, no connection to the real world. That's part of what you're hearing there, Chris, why you would get up and say that. Joe Biden doesn't have a single person in his life who can call, email, or text him and said, hey, Joe, hey, buddy, I've got to sell my house and move back in with my mother because I can't afford this anymore. And you might want to not tell people how great things are, because if I'm going through that, there are lots of other people going through that. He doesn't have a single person in his life because he has no connection to the real world. It's all academia and media and rich people and private planes and security, so it has no connection. And three, the third thing they have in common is they do believe they should rule over you as kings and queens. Now, that comes into play, too, when you hear them talk like this. That kings and queens thing definitely comes into play.
The job market is the strongest it's been since World War II, notwithstanding the inflation. We added another 390,000.
Yeah, you know what he said. What that is this. In his mind, that's the king standing up in front of the grumbling peasants. Remember, the lower classes, the ones who should be ruled and guided. That's the king standing up in front of the grumbling peasants and letting them know, look, I don't want to hear that you don't have enough bread. You just got bread yesterday. In fact, I've given you more bread than you even deserve, peasant. Go home, quit being a whiner, and go home and just be thankful for the bread you've had. When you view yourself as a king and a queen, you rule, you're a noble, you rule over the serfs, that lets you talk like that to people. They don't care. They don't care about any suffering. I've told you over and over and over again, and I say this as somebody who's a total sociopath. They don't look out at the suffering of this nation and feel anything, not the way you do. They're not having these meetings in the White House where they're trying to figure out how to solve these problems. And, oh, my gosh, did you see the gas prices in New York? And they're not having these meetings. They're having meetings figuring out, what do we call it? Hey, who do we blame? Oh, here's what we'll do. We'll blame Putin, and then we'll tell him the economy's actually good. That's the kind of meetings they have. These are evil, evil people. And I didn't used to call them that. They are. These are evil people. All right. Now, I want your phone calls. 877-377-4373. I want to know a blessing in your life. I want you to tell me something you're grateful for. Big or small, it doesn't matter. 877-377-4373. Because when things are sucky, then we need to count our blessings. Plus, we have a huge, huge show announcement next. You're going to love it. And we have Medal of Honor Monday coming up. We're going to have a good time tonight on The Jesse Kelly Show. Hang on.